This is the Speak to Me Catalog audio guide to the Prodigy Blood Glucose Monitoring System. The small handheld meter is wedge-shaped. It is thicker at the top and tapers at the bottom. Hold it in your hand such that in the lower right there is a large round button. That is called the main button and will turn the meter on and off and will perform other functions which control features that unfortunately only show on the screen and are not covered in this guide. On the top right side of the meter, towards the top, there is a slender button that you can press with your thumbnail. The first thing you need to do when you get your meter is to set the code of the test strips into the meter. The test strips are contained in a snap top plastic tube within a small box. Speak to Me Catalog has attached the code number in Braille to the box. The code ranges from 1 to 25. The procedure to set the code into the meter is as follows. First, press the code button on the right edge of the meter and wait about 3 seconds. The meter will announce the number to which is currently set, followed by several seconds of silence, followed by a beep. Then a moment later, the meter will chime itself off. Match that number to the Braille code read from the test strip box. Immediately after the meter announces its code, repeatedly press the code button as many times as necessary to correct the code. Each time you press the button, the meter will emit a beep, indicating that the number has been increased by 1. The number increases to 25 and then starts again at 1. When you think you have the correct code, wait a second and the meter will tell you what code it has been set to and then will make its chime and turn itself off. Repeat this procedure until the code is correct. Now I'll demonstrate setting the code to 13. I press the button.
The code number is 25.
I go 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that's where it is, and I'll wait a second.
The code number is 12.
Okay, I'm off by 1. Now I have to wait for it to turn itself off. I'll press the button again, and then I'm going to increase it by just 1.
The code number is 12.
13. I wait a second. You have to be patient.
The code number is 13.
And that is the correct setting. You will need to code your meter when using it for the first time and every time you change to another vial of test strips. Now let's talk about how to test our blood. On the top surface of the meter, on the right side, towards the front, is a small slot. That is where you insert your test strips. Let's get familiar with the test strips. Unsnap the tube and take out a test strip. Hold it in the middle. On the top of the strip, it is round, and on the bottom, it is flat. About a quarter inch up from the flat end, on one surface, is a ridge. Hold the strip so that the ridge is facing you. On the edge of the rounded top of the strip is the absorbent channel, which sucks up the blood sample. The test strip fits into the slot on the top surface of the meter. Hold the strip so that the face with the ridge is facing you. Firmly press the test strip into the slot on the top of the meter. The meter will turn itself on and announce the room temperature, the code, and then say, "Please apply blood into strip," followed by a beep. When you hear that beep, you have 3 minutes to apply the blood sample. Otherwise, take the strip out and start again. To make your reading, take your lancing device and prick your finger for a small drop of blood. Touch the rounded top edge of the test strip to the drop of blood. The test strip will suck it up. The meter will then indicate with a beep when it has received the sample. It then takes 6 seconds to measure. When it is ready, it will announce the reading. I'll demonstrate now. Okay, I'm inserting the test strip now.
Thank you for using this product. Please relax during measurement. The room temperature is 77 degrees Fahrenheit. The code number is 13.
There's quite a long wait here until the meter continues.
Please apply blood into the strip.
That last little beep indicates I'm ready to apply my sample. So I get my lancing device out. I prick my finger. Ow! I have a little drop of blood there. I take the meter, and on the edge, top edge of the strip, I try and hit that sample. When it sucks it up, it's going to give a beep. See if you can hear it. That was the beep. Now we're counting down to 6 seconds.
The blood glucose is 75 milligrams per deciliter.
And 75, I guess, is about right for me. That's the end of the demonstration. Before you test yourself, you need to test the meter with a control solution. I'll read from the manual. Prodigy control solutions are used to check that the meter and the test strips are working together as a system and that you are performing the test correctly. It is very important that you do this simple check routinely to make sure you get accurate results. Prodigy control solutions contain a known amount of glucose that reacts with test strips. The solution should give a result in the range from 70 to 120 milliliters per deciliter. Control solutions should be used to practice test procedure. Make sure that your meter and test strips are working together properly. Ensure that you are performing the test correctly. Before you use the meter to test your blood for the first time, practice the procedure using control solution. When you can do 3 tests in a row that are within the expected range, you are ready to test your blood. Do a control solution test when you begin using a new vial of test strips at least once a week, whenever you suspect that the meter or test strips are not working properly, when your blood glucose test results are not consistent with how you feel, or when you think the results are not accurate. If you drop the meter after you change the meter batteries. The test solutions come in a small vial that tapers on the top. The manual says to discard the first drop whenever you perform a test. You perform the test the same way as you test your blood. The unit comes with batteries. To change batteries, locate the battery compartment on the back of the unit about an inch up from the bottom edge. It opens by pressing the snap lever and lifting the cover. 2 AAA batteries go inside the compartment. If you hold the unit with the test strip slot up, the positive pole of the battery on the right-hand slot faces up. The positive pole of the battery on the left-hand slot faces down. Snap the batteries in place and snap the cover back on. That concludes this audio presentation of the Prodigy Meter. If you have any further questions, you can call us at 800-248-9965 and press 4 for customer service. Thank you and good night.